5 years ago, a major study concluded that women who take menopausal hormone supplements have a higher risk of dying from heart disease. Now, researchers from the same study say hormone therapy actually lowers the risk of heart disease for some women. NPR's Richard Knox reports on how the same study could come to such contrary conclusions.
Today's report in the New England Journal of Medicine nails it down. Estrogen pills reduce heart disease by 40% to 60% among women in their 50s, at least while they're taking the hormone. Dr. Joanne Manson of Harvard-affiliated Brigham and Women's Hospital led the new study.
The findings are reassuring to younger women close to the onset of menopause who are considering hormone therapy for the treatment of moderate to severe hot flashes or night sweats.
Women in the study, part of the giant Women's Health Initiative, took estrogen alone because they'd had hysterectomies. Women who still have a uterus need to add a second hormone, progestin, to protect against uterine cancer. But Manson says the message is now the same for both groups.
Whether they would need estrogen alone or estrogen together with progestin, there's really no substantial evidence that the younger women would have an increased risk of heart disease.
Many women will roll their eyes at the news. It's the kind of thing that exasperates people about medical research.
The pendulum has swung from one extreme to the other. Originally, hormone therapy was considered good for all women, and that was clearly not the case. Many more women were taking hormone therapy than actually needed it or should have been taking it.
In 2002, the Women's Health Initiative gave the pendulum a big push in the opposite direction with its conclusion that hormone therapy increases heart disease. The number of menopausal women taking hormones plummeted from 15 million to around 5 million. Manson says the new findings don't justify a return to the old days.
It is fewer than one in five women who would be considered appropriate candidates for hormone therapy.
Perhaps 1 or 2 million additional women might safely take hormones for severe hot flashes and night sweats, but only early in menopause and only for a few years. Beyond 5 years or so, the risk of breast cancer and blood clots grows. But how could the research be so contradictory? Experts say it's because estrogen works in opposite ways in the coronary blood vessels of younger and older women. In a younger woman, estrogen delays blood vessel disease. But in a woman with established coronary disease, it can cause the built-up deposits in arteries to rupture and clots to form. This new insight explains the previously contradictory research. Manson thinks it will take a while before many women suffering from menopausal symptoms choose hormone therapy.
Because there was a lot of alarm 5 years ago, and many women who would otherwise be considered good candidates tossed their hormone pills and decided that the risks very likely outweigh the benefits.
She hopes younger women with bad menopausal symptoms will reconsider and try to understand why it took years of research to resolve the frustrating contradictions. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.